Joined now by head coach Tammy Auchinfels. This is a, we're just going to say it's the times we're living in because we don't know if coach is going to get back in time for dog bites tonight. And I said, you know, if you're not live, a recorded interview is as good as anything. And remind you to swing by Hy-Vee tonight. Check out all the great deals. Always have weekend deals going on right through the weekend. Make sure we have all the microphones here as we talk with Coach. Coach, you are over at, is it Cameron today?
Yes, we're at Cameron Tournament today.
You got some momentum yesterday, had a good singles day, finish off your match against Carrollton. How are things looking here mid-afternoon for the girls today?
Pretty good. We've played Maryvale, Warrensburg, and Lafayette so far. So I have three double teams over here and two singles. And so my number one doubles of Lexi Gatta and Morgan Dolan, they have won two, and they lost another one in a tiebreaker. And then my two number two doubles, Mallory Soul and Elena Overton, they've won two and then lost a third in a tiebreaker. So it's nice to be back on the courts, and we're getting some good action and a lot of action. So that's good because we're still not done today.
Did you feel like, you know, you got the singles matches in yesterday, everybody won. Harley Hall did have a forfeit, so I'm sure it's disappointing for her to not get on the court. But for those that got on the court, did you like the fact that you got a little bit of action in before this big tournament today?
Definitely, yeah. It's great to have some singles matches, yeah. The other coach, one of her players is a dual sport, so one of hers played softball and another was gone on a college visit, and that's why Harley didn't get her match. So they had to move everyone else up. And so she's getting a lot of singles action today. She's playing singles over here. She hasn't won because you never know when you come to these tournaments. She's actually playing like the number one and twos from these other schools. So, but she's getting good experience. And, you know, she just walked up the court and she goes, oh, I like that shot. I'm going to try that shot myself. So I told her, use this as a learning experience and go from there.
I was so intrigued with talking with Lexi last week. We got into the discussion because I think I fall into this category sometimes. If you see somebody who really hasn't done the sport that they go out for their freshman year, and they think, yeah, they're just looking for something to do, pass the time, maybe they become fairly good at it, but might have some struggles early. Lexi was convinced to go out her freshman year, and she's been a really, really good player for you the last 4 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I came back whenever she was a sophomore. I don't know if she played her freshman year. I think she went out her sophomore year for the first time.
Gotcha.
So I'm pretty sure her and Morgan came out then, and it's played the last 3 years. And I need to talk to her about it. I didn't come until she was her sophomore. And for some reason, I was thinking it was her first year.
Well, you may
but
be
I'll
right.
I need to talk to her and confirm that. Yeah, but especially, you know, whenever she's done, you know, cheer. And so that really does not conflict. But, you know, if you get someone who's mobile and athletic like that, too, and can move, you know, you can teach them any sport.
Yes.
You know, so that's great. And the movement that she has on the court is just such an advantage for her. And it just makes her quicker.
I asked her, and I guess I couldn't remember off the top of my head if it was before her freshman year or sophomore year, but I remember the part of the conversation where she says a friend was talking with her and say, we're going to do this, and we're going to go out for this sport, and said, okay, I'm going to give
right.
it a shot, and had to be convinced. But yeah, I asked her that question, which I found really interesting. When did you realize that this isn't something that, you know, I'm just going to do something in the fall to keep myself active, have a little bit of fun? And then I said, what point did you realize you were fairly good at it? And I think she said, toward the end of her sophomore year, where things just, and sometimes it just kind of happens overnight, just kind of clicks for you.
Right, and I put her with Emma Gillum at that time, too, and she finished strong with her. And once you're paired up with a senior there and you get that experience, and it just brought the best out in her. And then, of course, last year she had great success with Kendall as a doubles partner and just also personally in singles. And so once you get that action, start having that success, and tennis is, like you were saying, like it is like you have your friends talk you into going out. That's why I went out. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I played, they didn't have softball. And so one of my girlfriends said, hey, let's go out for tennis. And I'm like, sure. And that's why I love the sport, and that's why how I got into it. So I'm like, if you talk to your friends, try to get them to go out, and then you just have so much fun together, and then all the competitiveness comes later.
So Cameron tournament today, and then you get right back home tonight, Coach, and Coach is telling me that, yeah, I'd go out to Hy-Vee if I have a chance, but I might be tired and get ready for bed. The reason for that is you got a trip to Kirksville tomorrow, so you're all over the countryside this week.
We are. So we will play at the college courts over there at Truman tomorrow against Kirksville. So I'm just glad. I'm not going to complain. I'm just so glad we're on the courts this week, because last week was so crazy with canceled, you know, matches and canceled practices. And so I know these next couple weeks are going to be really busy, but I told the girls just to enjoy it because it's over so fast.
Yeah, and well, and when you're walking the hallways and you know that the football team is not playing this week and they didn't play last week, the volleyball team's been off for 2 weeks and we think they're off of quarantine today. I hope they are. I'm crossing my fingers on that. That puts it right in front of the girls. What's at stake as far as trying to stay healthy and getting the season in?
Right, because if we're quarantined for 2 weeks, then we'd have to come back and just only have districts.
Right.
We have 2 weeks and then district.
Less than 2 weeks, I'm going to make the point, because I'm looking at the schedule right now. Less than 2 weeks, the 29th, which is 2 weeks from yesterday, that's your final regular season match.
Right. Yeah, we finished strong at home. Chillicothe will be that Thursday, and then that next week with Monday, Tuesday. So it'll be nice to have our last three matches at home.
There's a lot of matches between now and Chillicothe, Coach, but the girls, that's your next home match, and the girls have that one circled.
Right, but there's a lot. We're going to Maryville on Monday, and then we play Lafayette Tuesday. And actually, I've been talking with some other coaches who are here at this tournament. Since Benton tournament was canceled, we're going to join the Lafayette tournament on Wednesday at Noise Courts in St. Joe. And I believe there's 7 teams in there, and so that'll be something different. So we'll actually be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week.
There is, you know, not to make the whole conversation every week about COVID-19, but there is something to be said for if you're outdoors and if you're playing tennis, you're outdoors, there is a little bit of safety in being outdoors compared to indoors as far as this thing is concerned.
Right, and if we're right by, like if we're like social distance, I have them take their mask off, but if we're really close to each other, everyone's been really great about wearing their mask, and other teams have been affected by COVID too, and it's literally day by day, hour by hour, so... You know, I just want everyone to be as safe and healthy as they can.
Amen. Amen to that. It's interesting, Coach. We've talked the last couple of years, and it seems like that you have one group, whether it be singles or doubles, that kind of is having better results than the other, and you're trying to get, whether it be doubles struggling 1 year and you're trying to get them, or maybe it flip-flops the next year. It kind of feels like, and you know, not that everything's been, you know, hunky-dory as far as getting wins and losses, been a little bit up and down, but it feels like that singles and doubles are, they're fairly close to each other with the results they're getting.
They really are. And so, yeah, singles, and well, everything with tennis is more mental. But obviously, if you're by yourself, you know, you don't have that partner to lean on. But, you know, just getting out on the courts and, like, playing this week and hopefully a lot of tennis next week, it'll just help them mentally prepare them before we go into districts.
You have 2 weeks, Coach, before you start looking at districts. Yeah, 13 days until your final match. So you really kind of, you know, sit down with the girls at this point and say, hey, here's where we're at. Here's where we need to get better, take that next step. What are the next step between now and the end of the month for the Lady Bulldog tennis team?
Well, just to mentally just be able to finish. Like, we had 2 tiebreakers today, and we didn't pull them out. You know, just to, go all the way through the match, and we get to that tiebreaker, just find that extra inside yourself and to be able to pull out that win. Today we're both with the number one doubles and number two doubles, and they just hurt, you know. Just watching in is like, it's okay, but I mean, you know, it's a learning experience, and they haven't had a lot of court action. So hopefully, you know, the next couple of weeks, those tiebreakers will turn around in our favor.
It's kind of a catch-22 as far as being a coach and trying to put the girls in the right mental frame of mind to win some of those tie breaks, because I always remind people, too, it's not like there's not somebody trying on the other side of the net. So you always have that.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. But there's also the you kind of want to relax and just play the points and not overthink it, but you also want to have the realization of this is a big point. So there's somewhere in between that you're looking for the girls to have mentally when they get into some of those very important points.
Right, definitely. Just to realize, hey, I need to try something a little bit different, or what was really working against this opponent, you know, is it their left hand, their backhand? Do I need to hit more to that side? Or, you know, is their serve weaker on this side? So just to realize, hey, you've just played the whole entire match with them. What's really been working for you and what's not been working for your opponent?
So it's not necessarily a conversation of you getting to a big point and maybe this can happen a time or two, but it's probably not something that happens every point, but you're not playing as aggressive. Maybe you're a little bit nervous because it's a big point, so you stay back and you really got to play that point like you have the whole match.
Right. You want to be aggressive and not just, when you start just trying to lightly place your points, they're going to demolish you. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work. So you just have to stay with your frame of, you know, your game style, but then maybe just add a little bit more to it. Just keep moving them around. Yeah. That's what I tell them. Don't just hit it back towards the middle. Go side to side.
Last week, we had the term squeegee that ended up on our conversation because of the amount of rain. And this week's been great. And as far as the Cameron tournament, that's dealt with some weather issues in the last couple of years. And you couldn't get a more perfect tennis weather day today, could you?
It is perfect. Actually, the girls have their sunscreen out because we're getting a little sunburn. So I was like, well, this is different than last week. So, yeah, they're all sunscreened up. And I know that we're in two different pools here at Cameron. So I know our pool up on top of the hill just got done. So we're waiting for the bottom of the hill, and then we'll start doing our crossover matches. Hopefully soon.
I appreciate the time, Coach. Safe travels. Good luck with the rest of the afternoon. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Tom.